How good are you at managing your level of stress? Some people, they seem to be able to take on the world, accomplish lofty goals, and all while having a great social life, great relationships, great health. Seems like they can do it all. Whereas others, if there's a little bit of tension, they fall apart. All of a sudden, they're struggling and they feel like there's nothing that they can do. They're out of control. Their mindset is really flawed and they can't seem to keep themselves focused to achieve what they want. It can be really tempting to think and truly believe the idea that some people are just born with this innate ability where nothing really ever bothers them and they can do anything and it's easy for them, whereas others just struggle and that's how it is. And of course, this is something that you can improve. At any point, you could decide that you're going to master the ability of dealing with stress, to become proficient, to really understand how it impacts your life and how it's going to affect your day-to-day performance. Now, I'm not going to give you the classic, go on a vacation and have some time to relax type of advice, because anybody can do that. What you really need is the skill. Learning how to manage your stress through daily actions, something that you can do consistently to keep your level of stress down and to really feel on top of it. I want you to start really simple, because that's how we get momentum and that's how we make it easy for ourselves. Write down the biggest stress factors in your life. For a lot of people, it's going to be things like work, intimate relationships, maybe the state of their health and well-being. Maybe there are other areas for you that pop out. And really, I just want you to capture it. Even if you don't write it down, at the very least, think about it so that you become aware and realize what's going on. Once you've done that, you can start asking yourself why or what part of this really creates stress. What about it makes me tense? What about it really puts me in that state? And then it's as simple as asking yourself, how could I perform a little bit better through managing the stress level more? What can I change in my approach, or maybe, more importantly, my perspective? How am I perceiving my reality and maybe creating more tension than is actually necessary? So often we really believe that things are really difficult, but then you look at somebody else who's struggling more and you go, oh, I shouldn't be having this problem. And that's the classic, you know, there are people that are starving, so you should be grateful for food type of resolving your problems. It doesn't work and it's not effective, but we do it to ourselves. There's one thing about it that is valuable. You realize that somebody else who has bigger problems than you or is seemingly struggling more can seem to do better. And the only really great part about this is not creating guilt for yourself to feel bad that you're not there at that level, but rather that it is possible to be dealing with it better. It's a point of reference, evidence that says, you know what, I could improve. Yes, you can improve. And don't settle for I don't know. It's really the most basic way that your mind tricks you out of changing, because it's comfortable, because it's familiar. You know what? I'm willing to bet that in the back of your mind, you kind of like it a little bit. The stress, the feeling of, oh, I'm overworked, or oh, I'm so tired all the time. And of course, why not? We get love for that. We get compassion from other people by showing that we're struggling. And it's natural to want to get love, to want to have people show you compassion. However, is it actually constructive and is it helping you improve the quality of your life? Maybe not so much. And so the question is, are you really experiencing pain, or are you creating more suffering than is necessary? And usually, at the very least, if you don't see that you're creating any suffering, then you're probably in an echo chamber. Understand that so much of stress is really created through your perspective and how you perceive your reality. Yes, you might be working very, very hard. And yes, there are a lot of things in your life that are difficult and that are challenging. I'm not discrediting any of that at all. However, I'm asking you and telling you really to look at and examine, wait, am I making it more difficult than it needs to be? Am I making things seem like they're bigger and scarier than they actually are, and therefore making them even more difficult and stressful for myself? As wrong as it might sound, I really do hope that the answer is yes, because it's really only a question of to what degree. To then pull back and realize, wait a second, I'm doing this to myself. And yeah, probably always will. but I can reduce the amount and I can make it better. Break free right now. This is an opportunity to have an epiphany, to really realize, wait a second, I'm causing damage to myself. I'm creating a higher stress level than is actually necessary. And yes, you can meditate. Yes, you can do breathing exercises. Yes, you can go on a retreat and you can do crazy, amazing vacations. And all of those things are very nice. However, if you reduce how much stress you're creating and causing to yourself in the first place, then the need for those things, although they're still very valuable and constructive, will be far less. When we lower your baseline level of stress, when we lower how much you actually create and cause for yourself, all of a sudden you start to feel lighter, everything is easier, you enjoy your life more, and yes, you don't get as much love and compassion from other people saying, oh wow, yeah, you really are overworked, you really do deserve a vacation. However, you know, you do get self-love and you realize that you're treating yourself better. You realize that you're giving yourself the gift of being relaxed and enjoying your life on a much higher level. I hope that this really clicks for you and that you make this change in perspective, that you really examine your life and look at the stress level that you're causing yourself and how you're perceiving your reality and how it's affecting you. If you want to take things to the next level and work with me personally to really improve your ability to manage your stress, but also improve every other area of your life, then I invite you to jump on the one-on-one call with me. It's eraphael.com. The link is in the description. And if you decide to take advantage of that offer, then I'm looking forward to speaking to you very, very soon.